I wonder if there is anything more that you would like to bring up under agenda item 7, Aboriginal subsistence whaling. UK, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Distinguished commissioners will recall that at last year's meeting, my minister at the time, Mr. Elliot Morley, brought forward some samples of product which were labelled as being, although we recognise that they almost certainly were not, product from Greenland and Russia. Following that meeting, the samples concerned were divided into two, and the Japanese government very kindly analysed one set, which turned out to show that the products concerned were, in the one case, Antarctic minke whale, and in the other case, Dall's porpoise. There is, however, a second set of samples, which is being stored, as I understand it, in the US Embassy in Tokyo, for which the US have been seeking ever since to acquire a CITES export permit so that they can do comparative analysis. I would be grateful to know what progress the Japanese can make or have made in obtaining such CITES export permits and when they would expect to obtain them. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK, for the clarification as well as the question. I wonder if Japan would like to respond to this. Japan, please.
今外に出てたもんですから全部聞いてませんけれども、まあ聞かなくても分かりますから答えますが、2つ、これはですね、2つともナンピオのミンク、ミンククジラです。それからロシア産というのはですね、 これはダルズパーパスです。石イルカです。すべて合法的に取られたものであります。で、このことについては英国政府にもですね、報告してありますし、この情報については一般に公開をしておりますから、誰でもアクセスができる状態になっています。
Thank you for the question. I was out, so I didn't listen to the whole question, but anyway, let me try to respond. Well, the two items which had the labeling as the products of Denmark actually turned out to be the minke from the Antarctic, two of them. And the other one labeled as the product of Russia turned out to be actually the Dall porpoise, which were legally and legitimately taken. And then we have made this report and submitted this report to the UK government. And then this information is already available in the public domain. It's published. And so those of you who are interested in, you can refer to that public information.
それからですね、以前にですね、香港でトラフィックが報告して、3つがですね、クジラだというケースがありました。それで日本から その入ってるという情報がありましたけれども、これは魚であることが判明しています。で、トラフィックにですね、修正を求めましたけれども、全然修正の発表をしてくれません。だから今度のUKのケースと同じようにですね、自分たちが正しい情報を得たら、自分たちのその発表がアナウンスメントが間違ったという訂正をぜひするのがですね、
And in the past, there was also this assertion that by the traffic that the three items in Hong Kong might be the whale products. And then there was assertion that it could have been brought from Japan. But it eventually turned out that it just was fish product, not whales at all. And then so we requested traffic to correct their previous announcement and make a correct revised announcement, but they haven't done so. And with regard to the UK as well, that we provided the correct information. So after they find out the correct version of the information, please correct their previous announcement and make the corrected, revised version of announcement afterwards, which I think is the responsibility of those concerned.
Thank you, Japan. I understand there was another part of the UK question that UK might like to repeat. UK, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Certainly, we did publicise the Japanese results, and we were very grateful for them. I have never suggested anything other. However, there was a second part to my question, and that concerned the second set of samples. My Japanese colleague will recall the samples were indeed split, and one set is being held by the US Embassy in Tokyo. My concern was that it has to date proved impossible to obtain CITES permits for the export of those products to the US for comparative analysis. And I asked when, in the opinion of the distinguished delegate for Japan, we were likely to receive such a permit. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. Japan, please.
これはですね、もう何回も何回も繰り返し日本の見解は伸びてますけれども、日本は独自にですね、分析する能力があるわけでありまして、日本の市場でのですね、それ検査結果でありまして、日本がちゃんとですね、報告しているわけですから、日本としてはですね、こういうそのサンプルをですね、外に持ち出すという正当な理屈がないということで、今までも拒否してきました。出すパーミットを出すつもりはありませんし、出しませんでしたし、これからも出すつもりはありません。
As to this second part of the question, of course we have repeatedly stated our position and views on this, that Japan does have its own capability to analyze such samples, and then this product, particular product concerned was tested in the Japanese market, and the report was properly filed and made. And so we have, we cannot find any legitimate reason, rationale, to have to bring that sample out of Japan. And so we have not accepted this request to issue a permit of this export of this product concerned in the past. And we have no intention, intention of issuing such a permit in the future either.
I have Norway on my list. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to remind delegates that when the UK raised this issue at last year's annual meeting in Shimonoseki, Norway commented on the inappropriateness of bringing up such an issue within the context of this particular agenda item, which is Aboriginal subsistence whaling. We also, Mr. Chairman, noted that the issue was inappropriate also to bring up within this meeting as trade, monitoring of trade, whether it's international or domestic, is outside the mandate and the competence of this commission. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to reaffirm that the position stated by Norway last year remains the same this year. That is still our position, that is still our view, and we would like that to be noted. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Norway. I think we've had a clarifying discussion here, and I would like to make an end to the discussion. I have Russian Federation. Do you want to comment on this? And can I allow to stop then after giving UK also the floor? No more interventions expected. So I'll draw a line there, and I have Russian Federation and UK. Russian Federation, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Прежде всего, хочу сказать, что Россия не считает вопрос торговли компетенцией НПК.
First of all, I'd like to say that Russia doesn't consider trade a competence of the IWC.
Но с другой стороны, этот вопрос действительно обсуждался в Шимоносеки.
But from the other point of view, this issue was actually discussed in Shimonoseki.
Я хочу напомнить, что было по этому поводу очень короткая рабочая встреча.
I'd like to remind that we had a very short working group, a working meeting.
на который мы договорились доверить экспертизу этих образцов правительству Японии.
That we agreed to give the samples to Japan.
Правительству Японии.
The government of Japan.
У нас нет никаких оснований считать, что правительство Японии проведет плохую экспертизу.
We have no reason to believe that the government of Japan would have a bad that would carry out poor expert opinion on this item.
Мы получили официальное уведомление от правительства Японии о результатах этой экспертизы и полностью удовлетворены.
We got an official report from the government of Japan and we are completely satisfied.
С другой стороны, я хочу разъяснить, что Япония не может выдавать пермитоси тест на экспорт продукции из китов.
On the other hand, I would like to point out that the Japanese government cannot issue CITES permits on whale products.
Япония имеет оговорку по этим китам, и таким образом она не является членом конвенции по китам, членом конвенции CITES по китам.
The Japanese government has a reservation on this item and therefore is not a member of CITES for whale products.
Таким образом, она не может выдавать разрешение.
So it cannot issue permits.
Спасибо, господин председатель.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Russian Federation. And the concluding remark on this issue will be from UK, and I close the discussion after that. UK, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was certainly not my intention in raising this issue to be controversial. I will make two brief points. Firstly, the understanding which we reached last year was that there would be corroborative analysis. I accept that it is, under the circumstances, perhaps difficult for Japan to issue CITES permits, so we will investigate the possibility of carrying out that corroborative analysis in Japan. We wish to do so not to any degree because we have any doubts about the Japanese analysis. We do not. We have accepted it for what it is. My second point is that quite clearly the UK does not share the point of view expressed by Norway. We believe that the analysis of market samples and the way products are labelled is actually a crucial issue to the determination of the value of any RMS. Without such actions and without strict rules on labelling and DNA analysis, we have no guarantees at all that the catch limits are in fact being observed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. My question then would be, do we have any other items to be raised under agenda item 7? That not being the case, I close agenda item 7.